termite place.
Okay, regular meeting of January 11th. I start saying that because I forget which tape is which. Which recording?
2020.
Okay, first in the car.
Oh, okay.
Okay, would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Any public comment for non-agenda items?
Okay.
I'd like to thank all the people that helped out, all the residents in the association with the snow.
Well, especially you and Marcus.
Especially you too, Randy. Surprisingly, even Jason was out there helping people.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
And we even did the unthinkable. We helped Liz and Carl. But we try to help everybody in snow, but the residents need to realize that the snow is removed on people's own time, own dollar.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with the association.
Yeah.
And I was sad to hear about some sorry ass comments about what we were doing.
Yeah, why didn't we clean it up?
Anybody needs any help. I know if you call Randy and ask him, or you call me and ask me, you will somehow get help. We don't care who you are.
Everybody's equal.
When Randy goes to John Carrasco's and I go to Liz's, my God, has this world changed.
And I did thank Jason. I appreciate it.
There's always going to be somebody that makes offered comments.
There was no way. My son, well, he came up on Friday and he could only get as far as Sunview and
Pastor.
And he brought me up a propane heater and a big tank of gas. He carted them from there up to my house. And he stayed there for a half hour, set it up for me, made sure I knew. And he also, made sure I knew how to work it. And then he left. And then when he got down to the corner of Sand Canyon and Sunview, Roger was stuck. It took him 45 minutes, a half hour to 45 minutes to dig him out. And then he went home. It took him 5.5 hours to get up here from Bakersfield, another 5 hours to go. Oh. He was on the road for 10.5 hours, and he spent a half hour with me.
Yep.
Then he came back up again on New Year's Day and brought me wood and wood starters.
It was quite a storm.
Yeah, but that when he brought that heater out, and what happened? Just as he got the thing set up, the electric turned on.
And I do want to point out, Marcus did get yelled at for what he was doing.
So, really?
Yeah. There was two residents up here. He's pushing a big load of snow, and some resident telling him to get out of the way, and he's gonna.
Gee, I didn't know who that was.
Another one was just plain rude and said our tractor wasn't big enough.
I can't hear you.
And he was firmly told, association does not do that type of work.
But we can't find the snowplow that the last Ford bought.
Yeah. I told you it's in my garage.
Told Marcus where to shove the snow, but he wouldn't do it.
Did you tell him to bend
over? He shoved the snow where I told him that resident would still be digging.
Okay, was there anybody else? Marcus, Bill, Jason, out helping that our members?
There was a...
Randy.
Mysterious people we've never seen before out there helping people.
Well, I know the councilman hired somebody.
There's a guy in a John Deere who pulled a van out of the road. They just stopped in the middle of the road because they couldn't make it. Randy tried to drive by it. A lot of people were trapped. It didn't matter whether it snowed or not.
You couldn't. You couldn't even walk in that stuff. It was horrible.
Disgusting.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with the association. I was very proud of my husband, who has a bad heart. He actually got out and trudged in that snow to check on Audrey because her landline was down.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was nice.
And I was,
And
he gets over there and she's all fine. She's a little hunkered down.
That figures, right?
Yeah. But I'm glad.
I know, but if you didn't,
right.
You don't know.
Speak of the devil.
Any other public comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I just,
you need
I've
to wait. We're still talking about you.
I started a newsletter when I just ran out of it. Okay. So I thought everybody can give me some help.
Yeah. I think we can come up with some stuff for it.
And I added on mine Marcus, Bill, Jason. You already had in there.
Oh, okay. I have my back to you.
And I was thinking, I kind of agree with Carl that maybe we all should have input, because I can't remember everything.
Well, I think everybody can make suggestions.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. In fact, we always have. Rita usually comes up with pictures, and you know, so there's always been input.
I try to.
Yeah.
Marcus loves working in the snow because he lived in Alaska for years.
Oh.
So when it snows, it's like a fun time for him. He knows what to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even get my Jeep through that stuff.
Mike couldn't either.
I tried to get out.
The big Ford.
I got out, but I couldn't get that.
If the association had a grader, he would have had all those.
Yep.
He would have done it that day, would have had all the roads graded.
Oh, when Scotty came home that day on Friday, I thought, you're not going to make it last. I said, oh, I've got my truck, I've got four-wheel drive, I've got my chains, don't worry about it. Well, guess what? He didn't make it.
2 feet of snow, 2 to 3 feet of snow.
It was 3 feet because he was better.
Thanks for the road clear.
That is an amazing amount of cars on the side of the sand canyon.
Okay.
I got some lights for people that I could get to. And of course, when I gave the last light out, then the electricity came back on and hasn't been out. There are lights down at Home Depot that have batteries in them. You screw them into your regular outlet of lights that you use so they keep the battery charged. Then if your electric goes out, you flip the switch on. If your light's off, you turn the light on, and it'll stay lit, and you will have light.
I was really shocked at the number of people who weren't prepared at all, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I my house was cold, but I had water. I mean, I have, because I don't get water, because I have a pump in the garage that pumps the water up. So what I did is every time I buy mayonnaise in the summertime in the gallon jar, I save those gallons. So I had 8 gallons of water sitting in the bathtub. I had the other 2.5 water that you get for drinking. I had filled them up for the dogs. And then I had tons of, Jimmy came up the previous week, and he bought me a ton of water. So yeah, I had plenty of water to drink.
I wasn't as prepared as I should have been, but, you know.
Well, same here, but at least we had generators, you know.
Yeah.
Well, those lights work really good.
I mean, they are
awesome.
They are. I took a picture of the box. I sent it to my sister.
Out of oxygen. Mm-hmm. How do you live in a rural canyon and not be prepared for something?
You got to have a generator.
Because unless you do it yourself, they're not going to bring extra stuff. You know.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
We had to be concerned. We had to deal with that with my mother-in-law. But, you know, if worse comes to worse, you have to go to town.
Right. That's right.
And get a hotel with electricity.
If you can find one, because they're probably going to be pretty full.
They were pretty, I'm sure they were, because the town was full of cars.
Well, I'm sure
they couldn't get through on the freeway.
Those that were out of Bear Valley were not going to be able to get back in.
Because Scotty was saying when he came up from Bakersfield, the freeway was not moving at all. He got off the freeway and took dirt roads. He says, I was passing the cars. And he said, I never saw any of the cars I had passed. He said, they never showed up. Because, you know, some of those roads run parallel to the freeway. And he was saying that he came back on the freeway in town, and then he took the boulevard out.
My nephew actually showed up for work the next day, and then on the way home, because they sent him all home again, he flipped his truck on 202 and totaled it. He was okay. Well, his back's been messed up. Totaled his truck.
One question. Does anybody know who hit that giant snowball by the side of Sunview and left their window and pieces on the ground?
No, I picked up the handle that was on the window, but because it was laying in the road.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
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 The road was cleared, and if it was cleared, it left a big mound of snow right next to it. Well, whoever was driving wasn't paying attention.
Got too close to it.
Probably hit a 4-foot-high ball of snow. Probably crammed the side. I'm thinking they hit the side view mirror and put it into the.
And they went down to the window.
I don't. It wasn't. It was a bigger window than that because the handle that came off of that window was about that long. So it was either like a tractor window or a big motorhome.
Whoa.
But it was something that actually had a handle attached to the
and
to the window.
Sunview?
No, it was on Sand Canyon.
Oh,
just above Sunview.
Oh,
it was probably a tractor.
Oh, okay. That.
It was probably the tractor that was clearing the road. They probably took out their window because that's what it looked like to me.
That was expensive.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And he lost his heat.
All right. Well, that gets us to number four, which is appoint officers for 2-year terms, since this is our first meeting of the year. And actually, it's not 2-year terms, it's per year. So it's supposed to be every year, we're supposed to do it in January.
Uh-huh.
So we need to appoint president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer.
I make a motion to leave it as it is.
I second that.
Which, that's fine, we can do that.
I just have one request.
Uh-huh.
That I be taken off the checkbook and vice president, since she's supposed to step in for you.
What's everybody looking at me like that for?
Taken off the checkbook and vice president
should be the co-signer.
Yeah, they should.
Okay, we can do that. That's
No. You can't.
Why? Oh.
Pat can't be a signer.
Can't be a signer. Okay.
Her own personal reasons, but she can't be.
That's, I understand. I've been there too.
Jean?
I can't. I have bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We don't have another person.
We don't have another.
Has to be
a three. Options.
Yeah, since once you have bankruptcy, you can't be a signer on an organization for, I think it's, I forgot how long it is.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
On that one.
But I know they told me that.
But mostly, Randy and I are signing them anyway. But there are times when I can't get down to. I usually catch them so I can go from there to the mailbox.
Okay, fine.
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it for you guys if it was legal. Yeah, that's
fine. I don't does it cause a problem?
I don't.
And it was, you know.
I can move over.
Wasn't our stupidity
ever
to do it?
We fought
a million years ago in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I did a long time ago.
Yeah, we all get there, you know, a long, long time ago, but I haven't in California. But
okay, well, we have a motion to keep the officers as is. Anybody opposed? Okay, we'll leave them as is. Number five, approved minutes from regular meeting of December 14th.
And I got through half of this. I haven't. Well, there was something I wanted to change on there.
Okay.
Which you had in here, I can't find it right. Oh, here it is. Under 8, it says any remaining balance on a member's account under $10 will be carried over. I think it should be $10 and under.
Actually,
$10 or less.
Yeah, what we discussed, I mean, that's fine for what we discussed, but I think we all actually do need to change it to the late fee. Otherwise, we have to bill the late fees. And that doesn't seem to be worth sending a 55-cent stamp out for a late fee.
It doesn't.
We can just carry it over, and it's on their next assessment. But we can do it either way.
You lost me.
But if they short pay us, you know, and they don't pay off their entire balance, you know, we carry it over till next year if it's under $10. But the late fee is $14.40.
Right. $14.40.
So,
right, you know, yeah.
Do we want to, for that, you know, additional $4, we want to waste 55 cents mailing them a.
Yeah, but we're going to hear bitching about, well, I didn't know, and now you're charging me interest.
Well, that's their fault.
That's their fault.
They definitely did know.
That we have to listen to it.
15. Why don't you make it 15?
No.
They make it easier.
We can leave it the way it is for now because next year it's going to go up again.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to do under $10 because I don't want to have to send it out for $9. I think it should be $10 or less.
Well, it'd be $9.99. It's okay. Close enough.
Whatever.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Anybody want to approve the minutes?
Well, what you could do is say any remaining balance on the member's account for $10 or less will be carried over. Want to do it that way?
Well, that's just what I
think. One penny doesn't matter one way or the other.
It doesn't matter.
No, I don't think it makes any difference. It's close enough.
There's several of them that are 1440 behind now that are ridiculous.
Well, we do still need to notify them that they didn't pay.
Right.
So, okay.
I got a letter of intent from John because I hadn't paid my late fee.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I know.
He did that.
We took care of it.
He did it in QuickBooks. He did it in QuickBooks.
Anybody that has a balance, too.
That's right. That's
you
what he sent it out. That's right.
Well, you sent a letter to Pat. She hadn't paid how many years before?
Actually, well, yeah, that's kind of off the subject, but yeah. You know, we really don't have to do the notice of intent to lien if we don't want to. It's only if we want to. And to me, sending them out for $14.40 is not worth the time to
it
make
isn't.
Them and to
no.
send them out. Because are we going to lien somebody for that?
No.
No. We're just going to put it on their bill, and if they don't pay it, then, you know.
It'll build up, and then when it gets to a certain
exactly.
point. Exactly. What is it, 1800 or something?
But we are going to have to get more aggressive on the board. Collecting the assessments.
It makes a big difference.
Anybody want to approve the minutes, or do we want to discuss any changes? Or
only as far as I got, so.
Oh. Any opposed? Okay. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything that they would like to report?
Yes, I was reviewing our bylaws.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't signed them, the certification.
Okay.
And the certification page says second restated instead of third.
Okay, so we can fix the typo.
So that, and then are we going to do the, we all signed
the pledge?
The ethics pledge or policy last year, but I need her to sign one.
Okay. Oh. And then,
and I didn't know if we were going to change it.
We have to take it out, actually, because it's no longer legal.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We actually have to take that out of the bylaws the next time we revise them. It's no longer legal. That was one of the things in that last...
You warned us about that when we
spent
all that money.
As an option. We can't force anybody to sign it. But
right.
We should... I don't have a problem saying
no.
yes.
No, and anybody can still like, anybody can still sign it.
My God,
we can't make it a requirement.
Well, that's fine with me.
No, I'm just saying we can't make it a requirement anymore. So it's actually an error now in our bylaws.
On my honor,
but you don't have to change. We don't have to change the bylaws because if there's anything in the bylaws that's contrary to law, you just don't enforce it.
Right.
But yeah, it's no longer enforceable.
Oh my gosh.
The state is getting. Yes. We can't,
well, you know
we
what? The state is getting to the point where there's no enforceable law for anything. I mean, look up San Francisco.
Yep.
I mean, my God,
well,
they can rob you and nothing gets done. They take it home and they use it.
So we'll have to do that last page again and get it set up for printing, or to sign, I mean.
Yeah. We should be able to have our own rules about who,
we can print off an ethics one and anybody that hasn't signed can sign.
And somebody who's way behind in their dues should not be allowed to run. I mean, we should be able to have our own little rules.
No, not if they're contrary to state law.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to move.
Yeah, it's all right for the state law to be contrary to federal law.
My daughter wants me to move anyway, but I'm not moving.
I'm right.
I look at my house and think, I'm not moving.
Okay, anything else?
One question.
Yeah.
Did you ever contact the IRS about the change?
No, not yet.
Here?
I still got to do that. Get their permission, their blessing. Okay.
That's it.
The only thing I've got to report on is the snow removal. We did have a complaint from Caresco that everybody was getting their roads cleared except him. So I explained that the association wasn't clearing any roads, and then I went up there and helped him get his road cleared enough to where he could get out. I still haven't had a chance to do anything new on getting us a grader, but it's even more important now after this snowstorm. It's more apparent now that we need one.
Oh,
a grader is the right thing for clearing the roads. Tractors are miserable to clear roads with.
Yeah, so we know for sure we want a grader.
Yes, we want a grader, and we will continue to work on getting one.
Oh, that's good.
How much money did we approve for a grader?
25, I think.
No, 30.
30?
30,
okay.
Wasn't it?
Yes, 30.
The one that we missed out on, what did that go for?
It was advertised for, I think, 20... four or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right in that ballpark. And there's a place, a yard up in Madera that's got a bunch of them for sale that has several in that price range. They just weren't as nice looking as the other one, but I need to make a trip up to Madera and take a look at them.
We can spray paint it.
As soon as I can find a day to go up there. Mostly it's tires.
Yeah.
The one that we didn't get had nice tires on it, and that's the biggest expense for operating the grader.
Yeah. That is something we need.
All right, well, that gets us to discussion review of monthly financial reports and possible action to approve payments and expenditures. And as we discussed at the last meeting, I did just the account registers, the current account registers, and I think that was it for this month. Because that's all we had.
Everything's up to date.
And then everything else we're doing quarterly, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got the checking account register. Shows the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different things that happened during the month, which was basically nothing. There were a couple of, there's four deposits, one check to Kern County Treasurer, and a bank service charge.
Yeah.
So there's the statement, the reconciliation.
Well, in the reserve account's in here, too.
And then we have the reserve account, which we do, we're going to be doing quarterly. But we got this one in just in time to get it entered for this meeting, so we've got it a little bit early this time.
And it shows $1.10.
Yeah, we made $1.10 interest for the quarter.
That's 3 months and with a $44,000 balance, more than.
So we have one whole expenditure to approve, and that was for property taxes. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve our expenditures?
I'll make a motion to approve our expenditures.
I'll second it.
Any opposed? Okay. Reimbursement of expenses, I haven't had time to do anything about it, so they're still sitting there. Someday we'll talk about them. I don't have a whole lot of expenses to be reimbursed for anyway, so it's not that big a deal. Discussion and possible action on road repairs.
I want to add something in there while we've got it, and I know Bill has some. We talked about Oscar. We need to notify Oscar that, yes, we are going to want his leftover cement blocks.
Oh.
Do you want to call Oscar and tell him, or do you want me to?
What?
That we're going to accept the concrete that he's going to be breaking up.
I'll give him a call, but we got to vote on it first.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the program that he's gonna, the fixing that he's gonna do. I'm talking about he offered us the cement, a broken cement pieces from another job that he's doing to put in our ditch.
I'll let Randy.
Well, no, we talked about.
We already voted on
that.
It's fine. We voted last meeting that he's welcome to dispose of his broken concrete there in
the
creek.
The water will flow better, and there'll be less brush in the wash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully everything will be an improvement for that. So
well, just
you go ahead and give him a call.
Okay.
Rita.
Okay, I will.
That'll be fine. On a.
Randy,
a pin, please.
See if that one, right, this one probably writes.
Thank you.
Let me talk about some of the things with the roads. I take it that we have three projects in progress right now. First project is we're trying to buy a grader, and we've approved $30,000 to buy that grader. When we get the grader, it will address a lot of problems that we have in the association. Second project that we need to do has been approved and everything is the monuments. We'll get together on one warm Saturday and probably take care of that. Third project that's active right now is the stop signs. We're probably going to put in a pole, metal pole with the stop sign on the top, and I wanted to know Should we buy a 2-inch auger that goes on a 1/2-inch drill bit to put that pole in? Or would you feel better if we augered the hole, put the pole in, and, you know, set it in concrete?
It's probably better. Well, probably doesn't really make that much difference.
Okay.
But
that's the three projects we have active right now. Future projects we've been talking about is doing some concrete work. And project number one was the wash on Horseshoe, where the blacktop road is just slowly getting cut away. I have a quote on that job for $1,200 by Oscar. I can't believe it's that cheap, but that's a damn good price.
Yeah.
The second job we spoke about was on Maricourt and Holter. The water comes down Holter at such a rate that it's always cutting a giant groove from Maricourt to Holter. We wanted to plug that up, put in a concrete drain so the water just runs right over and make it a lifetime repair. Oscar quoted $1,800 for the concrete wash on Maricourt and Holter. We also have a very similar problem on Sand Canyon and Painted Way. That is always getting washed out. He quoted us $1,800 also to do that wash. When he gave me the quotes, he said any jobs that we can release to him right now, he will try and fit it in a nice week in February or something like that and get it done. I don't know how much money we have in our budget. You know, with the grader and other stuff, you know, we can eat it up in a hurry. The grader is number one, and that concrete wash is probably number two. The board will have to give approval on the concrete projects. Concerns that we have right now, number one, I would probably say is the blacktop road from here to Quail Mountain Road. The road is getting in incredibly poor condition. It's going to take a group of people quite a while to plug all the holes. It's no use doing it in the cold weather because it'll just pop right back out.
Yeah.
So we'll have to think about a plan to fix the blacktop from the water company to Quail. Most of that whole road is not our road. But the whole road does service every resident from here to Sunview. If we do the road to Sunview and you don't want to drive that little section, you can always go up the road and take Morgan Lane, take an alternate route.
Yeah.
But it's always a debated issue fixing the blacktop. I know some people vehemently disagree. I don't agree with that because I drive my car every day. Everybody here drives their car every day on the same road. And the road that we drive, I would like to be in a, you know, a usable condition, not just all shattered. The other thing we need to probably take care of, I'm sure there was a lot of water damage done to the roads. And the grader will take care of that. And some, not D&G, but some gravel or something will take care of the bad spots. So the concerns, blacktop, the dirt roads, for the use of the association, and that's about it. But I would suggest on the concrete we at least release the repairs on Horseshoe Lane, if nothing else. I just can't have that blacktop road washing away and washing away. So.
No, that's got to be fixed.
Anyway,
that's the best
update I have on what we're trying to accomplish as a board.
Well, I think the concrete on Horseshoe is important. Mayor Court and paint are important, but with a grader, we can keep those smoothed out for the time being. So I think the Horseshoe is probably the most important one we should probably go ahead with.
That's why we've got it.
And the asphalt repairs, there's getting to be some pretty big potholes now after these snowstorms.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some work to do for sure on the pavement. And we'll just have to patch it. That's all we'll be able to do this year, I'm sure.
The solution on that is just get a group of people, get a big scoop of blacktop, go out, clean the holes.
Cold patch them.
Drop the blacktop in the hole, hit it with a propane torch and heat the hell out of it. Pack it down and move on.
Yeah.
That would be a simple, quick, inexpensive solution as we have all the materials and the labor to do it.
Well, that pile back is going to go down fast.
Yeah, we do need warm weather.
Yeah.
So there's not much we can do until then.
Yeah.
The most we'd be able to do is to put some dirt in the holes to help filling them in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about the most we can do.
What about gravel? Gravel in
them. You just push it out.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So yeah, once it warms up a little bit and dries out, then we can try and patch the big potholes. But yeah, I definitely agree that the Horseshoe, we need to stop the erosion, so we need to go forward with that project.
One thing you also should always remember that the blacktop roads are not blacktop. It is the only roads in Kern County that are made of roofing shingle. This was done on a project. They charged $50,000 to put in a blacktop road from here to the campground. That's an amazing price, I tell everybody, that you wouldn't believe. Well, people haven't perfected the repairs on it, and you know, nothing was really perfected, and it works a little bit different than regular blacktop. But it was still a good buy when we got it.
It was nicer than the dirt.
We never could afford it. Sunview Pasture, Horseshoe Land, Sand Canyon, you know, all in blacktop. So that was a good decision that was made by the boards back in the day. But we now need maintenance.
Yeah, well, I'll still never forget driving. It was on Sunview. And this little hole opened up and something started sticking up. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
It was a canvas plastic bag or tent with a zipper.
Yeah. It was weird.
If you would put in the minutes on the road report that any resident that has a problem or wants something done, to contact us. We're not
I've put that in
everywhere. That if they need something done on the road, they need to contact us in writing, then we will respond and we will do something.
They're going to call and get a hold of us when they want to get
out. Not yelling at me as you drive by.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. We had one resident claim that we have abandoned Sand Canyon. And I wanted so badly to say, gee, what about that $6,000 we just spent to repair it? You know, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I know.
Picking my battles.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do. Pick the battles.
Bite your tongue.
Well, I would make a motion that we go ahead with Horseshoe.
I'll second it. It's seconded.
Is that unanimous there?
Yeah, we voted on that several times, but that needs to be done as soon as possible.
Yeah.
We might have a few warm enough days that he can do it.
Okay. The rest of them, I think, let's hold off on, at least unless somebody else wants to make a motion for some of the others, I would say let's hold off on them and see what we can do with asphalt first, because we may end up needing to buy some more cold patch.
Yeah. Well, you can hold off on paint way. I can
and
manage.
Let's see what happens when we get the grader, and then we can take it from there. I think we still need to do the swales on Mare and Sand and paint, but we don't want to run out of money.
No.
What about on the Horseshoe?
We're going to go forward with Horseshoe.
We're going to approve that one?
Yep, that's approved.
It's approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that quote was $1,200, right?
That one, yes.
$1,200?
Yes.
Let's amend that motion to make it not to exceed $2,500 in case he comes back with a few extra bits and pieces like last time.
I'll second that. We want him to do a good job. We don't want to restrict him.
He sure did do a good job on...
Oh, yeah.
So not to exceed
$2,500.
And hopefully he does it for the 12th.
Right.
But if we get in there and start tearing it up and find some stuff that we need to add to it...
Well, he doesn't have to know we amended it
right.
to $2,500.
Right. No, we just go forward with that. But if we come up...
That way, if he comes back and says, hey, it's going to cost
we found this or that, then we can do it.
Yeah.
And he might.
It's already approved.
Yeah.
When Oscar said he was going to do horseshoe, he said he would put a foot in where it's all washed away, and then where it runs down, he's going to make a concrete ramp so that the water doesn't cut back.
Mm-hmm.
And when the water comes down the hill, and comes down the hill, hopefully we'll catch it and send it all down the creek.
Yeah.
So, had very good luck with him so far.
Okay.
I like keeping the business here in our canyon.
Anything else on the roads?
Me too.
Okay. That'll get us to number 10. Discussion possible action creating lists of responsibilities and duties for officers.
Okay, I enclosed a...
Joan was nice enough to put us together one. I haven't had a chance to do one either, but this gives us a starting point. We should all look this over. By the next meeting, we should have our own list all sit here and go back and forth with and make up the actual duties list. And this will help our hopeful replacements in the future.
Right.
I think we need to sit down together.
Some, I admit, I kind of reached burnout and didn't do. And then with Rita picking up the mail, I just completely stopped logging it.
Well, you can pick up the mail, too. I just do because I'm there.
But yeah, that way...
No, I have a problem there.
Yeah, if we start get these lists together, it'll also give us reminders so that we don't forget things.
Right.
So, yeah, it's... So yeah, this will give us a good starting point, so we all need to work from this and create the list for all. In fact, don't just create the list for your own position, do it for everybody's, all the different positions, just so we don't miss something. Yeah.
Those projects you want to do, write it down.
Well, this is, with all the new rules and everything, everything is completely different than it used to be in back boards. It's all new.
And this isn't just for the officers. The rest of the board, if the, you know, things you can think of too, add them to the list. And that way when we can all sit at the next meeting and we can hopefully come up with a complete list.
Yeah.
Or more complete.
And if it's got more carryover for future boards and it can be used in that manner, that's really helpful. Because one board, when they change, they never learn anything from the previous board.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
the board reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I think we need to get together more often anyway, the officers, so we can, you know, going through here the...
Well, you can't. Only two can get together at a time.
I think
otherwise,
you and I need to get together. To heck with Randy.
Otherwise, it's a board meeting.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, we'll leave Randy at home.
Because we need to figure... There are some things in here that Joan has been doing that I need to take over, and I need to know some dates and stuff on it. But that's okay. I like working together.
Do we want to go over and discuss any of these now, or do we want to wait till we all put a list together, or what do we want to do?
Well, I need to check and because
I think everybody should do what Joan tells them to do.
Thank you.
Joan's done a really good job with all this.
This is an excellent job.
The N-199, I don't know if it's. I didn't file it, so. I know I told you about it, but.
I know. That's what I was telling Randy this morning. I know there's something
else. 2018, so I don't know if that was. I'll have to check.
I think we have to do one annually on that one.
If I don't get a bill, I don't know to send something.
Yeah, it's not a bill. It's we actually have to go in and it's filing our taxes is
right.
What it is.
As long as we're under a certain amount, we can use this form.
Right, the N-199 is just an e-card.
Right.
It's filing your taxes.
And I think...
I have a computer. I don't have an internet to get these things.
I'm pretty sure in 2018 didn't get filed. But
I'll tell you about that later.
They've been pretty... Late,
yeah,
I had to catch up
story.
When I took over.
Right. So you've got a login and stuff for it already.
Yes.
Okay. So we will I think you and Rita will have to work to get together on that one.
Yeah, together on that one.
And then, because I think you'll have to log in to add her to it or something.
Well, that's what I was saying.
And
we
if you girls need
together.
Any help, let me know. If I used to do taxes with my husband a little bit, I mean, I don't remember all that much.
Yeah, but you can't help us if we get together because you're a board member.
Oh,
that'll make us a meeting.
That's right. That'll be
meeting. Speaking of computers, is there any...
Oh, I should have had that in my report. I didn't add it to my notes. I ordered several computers, and each time I get an email or a phone call telling me they're out of stock.
Oh my God!
So I've about gotten fed up with fries because between Christmas trying to get a tablet for the wife and then trying to get the computers for us, this is five times.
Yeah.
And I finally gave up for the tablet and bought it straight from Dell. With no problem.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to look at a different source for us for the computers because I've given up on them. But I will hopefully by our next meeting we'll have them. The other thing that Rita had mentioned to me this morning was also Secretary of State filing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've done that one either.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
We've got that one updated? Okay, good.
In fact,
oh, yeah, there you go. It's on your list.
Yeah,
I see it.
I have to update it.
So that one's done.
Gene's name, so yeah.
Okay.
We're current on
those. So we're good on that. Good.
Okay. Done.
Yeah.
That was on my list of questions.
That one's actually more important than the tax one.
Right.
The tax one, they'll accept late filing. The Secretary of State charges a fee.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know where you got it.
Is
on your list.
Yeah, that's actually secretary.
It's not financial.
Good. Okay.
Right. That's secretary.
Yeah, that's secretarial.
Yeah, but I was looking through. I went through my book and the different checks that I had written, and that was one of them.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be due soon.
Yeah, sorry that I couldn't help you with the stuff. Unless it's a meeting, this is crazy.
Okay. Well, that gets us to number 11.
That's a good job, John. Jim.
Discussion and possible action to implement special assessment and our regular assessment increase.
And you notice I took my name off the agenda because I
That's
don't
fine.
Want people
That's okay.
Saying, oh,
you can always put mine on there. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's a board discussion, so I figured.
Yeah.
Just leave it as a board.
Yeah. It's got to be done.
I try and give credit.
Oh,
yeah.
For other people thinking of things. Other people thinking of something that we need to do.
Well, if you don't want the credit, then sometimes people don't want it.
Right.
That's why I say put my name on it. Everybody gets mad at me anyway, so I'm used to it. But yeah.
They can't.
And we need to start the discussion. I mean, we've got plenty of time because we don't send the bills out till August, but we need to start the discussion. So as part of that discussion, I did a little bit of math this morning. I looked back at what we've been paid so far for last year's assessments, and 75% of the assessments have been collected.
Oh, good.
Leaving 25% that haven't, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
So,
did you get my list?
That is good.
I got it, but I haven't had time doing with it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's better than we have been getting, isn't it?
It's probably right on par.
Well, we still have a lot of people who usually pay that have not paid.
Yeah.
And they're going to be surprised when they get their
but,
assessment.
You know, out of 206 lots at 144, our revenues should be $29,664. Take 25% off of that, that's $7,416, which leaves us with $22,248. That's what we brought in last year to pay all the bills.
That should go in the minutes so that we can't do the roads for $22,000.
Well, especially after you spend $4,000 for insurance and, you know.
Yeah,
there's very little of that left over after we pay the bills.
I think we need to...
$1,000 sinkhole somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let people know what it costs for insurance and what it costs
for
everything.
They have to know, Shelly, that we're not really making... I mean, it's not like we're making all this money. We're making a whole lot of money and we're not doing anything with it. I mean, there's nothing there to do it with.
Now, if we put in the next 20% increase, that puts our annual assessment at $172.80. So for 206 lots, that's $35,596.80.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, please.
$35,596.80. That's what our annual assessment would bring in for revenue. But if you take 25% off of that, which is $8,899.22, that leaves $26,697.58. That would be our anticipated revenue.
Okay, how much was the assessment of it?
$172.80 is what 20% adds to it.
It's going to get tough on some people's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but look.
But they're living out here, and that's what it costs.
Now, the 20% increase, it gives us $4,449.58 increase in revenue. That's what the 20% increase would give us.
That isn't really very much, is it?
No.
That's not even enough to do one thing, hardly.
No, it isn't. It's not much money. But that's why the 20% increase every year is going to be important. We just have to keep doing it so eventually it gets up there to where it adds up. But yeah, that's what we're looking at if we raise 20%. Now, if we want to do a special assessment, which technically we should because we know we're not bringing in enough revenue, so we're obligated to do that, which would mean we would have to have an election just for that. And I don't think we want the expense of an election.
Not now.
For a special assessment that we know is going to be voted down.
That's
kind of like throwing good money after bad.
It's
not going to do any good.
The chances of us having a special assessment bust is very slim because of the amount of people that live up here rely on Social Security. Mm-hmm. And every time we do something, we're really affecting a few people out there, seriously.
Well,
just that 20% increase will wipe out pretty much everybody's Social Security increase for the year.
Yeah. Well,
they already took out more.
Well, my Social Security this year managed to be $20 a month.
Yes.
I would like to see Congress vote themselves $20 a month in a raise.
I want to see
and
them
deduct
waffle.
Half of what they get.
Yeah.
They should only have half of the money they get because they only work a half a year. I mean, that's both.
That's what we really need. Congress should live on Social Security.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they're not even paying into it.
They weren't paid.
Right. Their salary should be equal to Social Security.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would fix a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
Let them get a job.
They should have the same medical care that we have for Social Security.
Yep, yeah. Medicare.
Should they all get private plans where they're being fully paid for life for their family and everything?
Yep, they should get Medicare.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The government health plan.
It was good
enough
for us.
That's the government health plan.
And you pay for it all your life, and it's not a gift. We're still paying on it, even though it's not a lot.
My raise is canceled out by the increase in Medicare.
Exactly.
Yeah, it goes away. You don't get anything, really.
The only thing that shrinks is the Social Security income.
Inflation
is killing it. Everybody's killing it. Oh, let's put an extra tax on this, extra tax on that. Let's get this.
Where
the hell's it coming from?
Yeah.
So I don't know what everybody else's opinion is. My opinion is we go forward with the 20% increase when the time comes. And
we have to.
We don't do anything with the special assessment, and we consider a special assessment for the next election.
That's right.
Even though we know it's not going to pass, we fulfill our obligation by putting it out there to the members.
I just think we need to explain it more. Mm-hmm. I think we need to explain
Honestly, I think we explained it pretty well last time because it almost passed.
Yeah.
It almost passed.
Well, I don't want to explain
The only reason it didn't is we didn't meet the quorum requirements for the special assessment.
Right.
Because it has a higher quorum requirement.
No.
But it passed.
I know it did. I know.
So we explained it pretty well.
But I mean, if we can do it again,
I just think when we send out our new assessments, we need to explain to them what we get and you know what we spend, and then this is what's left.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't.
And we don't get the volunteers that we should be getting.
We get no volunteers.
Keep the
assessment person that accused us of abandoning Sand Canyon demanded on Facebook to know where the money went. So I did respond to that. I said, if you read your newsletters and the minutes and everything else, you'd know.
It's all in our papers.
Well, if you read it, then you can't understand English.
You should be able to understand it.
Well, the money was our vacation to Vegas.
Yeah. And we gambled it away.
We were trying to double it so we'd have more to work with.
That's right.
We plan on Tahiti next year.
No, we didn't go by ourselves. Our spouses had to go with us.
Where did the money go?
Where did the money go? the drain. We just don't have the money.
Yeah.
And every year we try to build it up. Well, you know, we have built it up a lot.
Yeah.
We have done very well.
Well, and that's another reason why the grader is important, because they'll be able to see it.
When they get the grader, they can keep things up.
His parking place is going to be right there next to the bulletin board.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, for these people that can't read their letters, if we get the grader, can we put our name on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've already got the decals for it.
Oh, okay. Because that way they'll know that, hey.
People do eventually read them, because I just got a woman in Arizona signed up for the Facebook account. She was, I just read the newsletter and found this group. So.
Yeah, when I get my computer up and running, I want to get on that Facebook account.
Oh, it's Facebook? I don't have Facebook. Do I have to go to Facebook in order to get that?
Mm-hmm. But it's a special, I don't know how you get on it either, but I will.
I don't know how to get on it either.
Well, I don't know if we want to take any action on the 20% increase now, or if we want to wait until closer to August, but whatever we want to do.
It doesn't make any difference.
I think we're all, I know what the outcome's going
to
be.
It
we
has
already
to
know.
Be, yeah.
I guess we might as well just do a motion now.
Yeah. How much is it, I know this.
Yeah.
How much will that be then per person? At a 20% increase?
It's going to be $172.80.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
That's what the new assessment will be at 20% increase.
So we're going to have to start now.
Start now.
Well, and that's true. If we vote now and start getting the word out, that gives everybody more time to anticipate.
I make a motion that we accept that increase of 20%.
Any opposed? Okay. 20% increase.
Has to be. I mean, we can't do anything till we get
now,
the money.
And if they stop and think about it, they got to realize that.
They don't.
That's right.
And one thing we can let people know, we would have no problem if they want to start making payments on it now.
Yeah.
It just has to be paid by November. But if somebody wanted to send $20 a month or something, we'll take it.
That's what I need to spend.
And credit with them with it.
Exactly. And they can just send it in whenever they want, and we'll put it on their...
And we'll credit them.
We'll give them a credit for it.
But the deadline is...
November 1st, it all has to be paid. Yeah. But we can put that. That'll be in the newsletter. That we will gladly accept payment in advance.
I'll send you the file so you can just do it on your computer.
Okay.
Yeah, got to word it. You need to word it.
I can send it to you in Word and you can cut and paste it too.
So you can pay in increments, I guess.
Yeah, partial payments. Yeah. So if you want to send $20 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
And we need to reiterate that they can use a credit card.
Yep, exactly. I did get one invoice sent out, but I haven't gotten it back yet, so I don't know if they're going to pay with credit card now or not, but I sent it out, so we'll see. Okay.
Was that to Jeannie?
Janine.
Then you got to teach me how to know. I guess it'll show up on the statement.
Yeah.
Is that?
It'll be in the statement. Into the account.
Okay. Yeah, I'll show you how it works when it comes in.
Yeah, I know how that.
Because it makes it more fun.
I'll be calling my own business. Come help me too. Then you won't have to always be doing all my work.
Do we have any requests for future agenda items?
I don't know if this would be an agenda item, but I noticed that big sign on the corner of Morgan and Sunview is looking really ratty.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
somebody
terrible.
Needs to call her and tell her to either replace it.
Or get it out.
Or get it out.
That's that real estate sign, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The larger than life.
Yeah, it's huge.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, it was there. We were going to have it moved back, but
yeah,
we never did.
Well, it's not that. It's getting volunteers to take it out and move it back. It takes a little muscle, and you know, we're all seniors.
Whoever puts it up, they've got to do it. It's up to them. It's their responsibility.
Yeah, it's
and
not
it
our
states that even as a real estate agent. If you're a real estate agent, I know.
Well, I think
if you put a sign up, you've got to go by the rules and regs.
Put their signs up out here and then promptly forget about
that's
it.
That's right.
If it's just a vacant lot, they don't care.
They don't care.
Because there is a sign on Sunview. No, it's Stable. That has been there since Mike and I moved in almost 15 years ago.
It's I would just take it down.
On one side.
Take it down.
I keep meaning to. I forget. I drive by and go, I need to take that down.
Ones that are old and beat up like that, we'll just take them out.
They don't care.
They don't even know they're there.
Yeah.
When the road is good, I'll drive around and pull some out.
There's so many people like that. I had signs up, my listing expired, that sign came down.
Yeah.
And I made the, I had to pick it up.
Well, I know they don't.
Part of your fee and your...
They don't come out here very often, because when I got our house, it had never had a sign up. It just came up that day and I got it. But there was one across the way, it had been up for a long time.
Oh, we have anything else? Motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. You don't have to second that one.
Any opposed? Okay.
We don't need any future agenda items, correct?
We didn't have any, other than that real estate sign. Okay.